Pros, just because something on the job runs out doesn't mean you have to. Order it on the Lowe's app. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members get free same-day delivery on eligible orders over $25. Get the fasteners, hardware, or tools you need to keep the job moving. Order by 2 p.m. and get eligible in-stock items delivered right to your job site by 8 p.m. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Subject to availability. Restrictions and terms at Lowe's.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two on a Way Back Wednesday. It's The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio. Songs from the year 2005. Barry had hour number one. I have hour number two. Nick has hour number three. We went with 05 because in staying in line with the guidelines of Way Back Wednesday, the songs selected had to be prior to 2009. Astros World Series appearances were 17, 19, and 05. So the only World Series appearance that qualified, 2005. Thus, we have our theme. You got anything else you want to add?
No.
Thought I'd wrap that up for us as concisely as possible.
Thank you.
I think we've made exceptions, but this wasn't the year. This wasn't one, right? Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what this means, but some genius. Mm-hmm. Take after AJ and Fred, move in from this, get on the game.
We already talked about the game, dumbass.
Yeah, we spent two full segments on it.
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry that we're talking about issues that affect, you know, people as a whole and domestic violence. And if you don't like to hear about that stupid stuff, well, you know what you can do, buddy. Change the channel.
But on this show, instead of your ass, we wouldn't have the problems
Fred and
either.
AJ, look, I mean,
yeah, just wait for Fred and AJ.
Joel and Barry are not Fred and AJ. So.
We do a little bit different. We've been known to address social issues.
Well, you
issues.
Do belch on the air, though.
No, I don't. I use my cough button. Thank you.
And you belch loud enough that my mic picks it up.
We've never shied away from domestic issue, I shouldn't say domestic issues. We've never shied away from talking about domestic violence. Yeah, but we talk about social issues, and sometimes you're going to agree with our stance on them, and you're not, but it's just about the dialogue of it all. There's nothing wrong with having this conversation. If you just want to be sports, 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 then fine. Feel free to keep your head buried in the sand like an ostrich, but we're going to talk about things that matter on this show outside of sports, and you're welcome to not listen to it. It's not going to hurt my feelings. It's not going to hurt Joel or Nick's feelings. But don't sit there and act like, okay, move on. You've given these broads enough attention. That's just asinine.
Absolutely.
It's not going to happen.
So thanks for playing.
Yeah.
All right. So we've talked a lot about the game itself tonight. We talked about these other issues surrounding the game. I was just going through everything in my notes and just thinking, you know what? For me, my last takeaway from the game was it was exciting. It was a well-played baseball game. It wasn't a blowout either way. You didn't have those glaring, like I said, weaknesses in the entire offensive lineup like you did in the Yankee series. And you dropped game one. So you just have to come back and make sure you get game two, which is not going to be an easy task per se. But I think the formula that we had kind of took shape last night, which is you try and make the Nationals pitchers use a lot of pitches because the ideal goal is get to their bullpen where you have, when we talk about confidence, whether it's just a mental thing or you've actually seen it or for whatever the reason, I think the Astros hitters have confidence that once they get by because of all the hype around the starters, but once they get by the starters, I think they feel like they have an advantage with the Nats pen.
Yeah, and it's kind of like what I talked about yesterday is you just got to work the pitch count. You've just got to go up there and have a good at-bat. You may not necessarily get on base. You may not necessarily get a walk or hit or whatever, but if you can have a 10, 12, 14 pitch at-bat, You're actually, that's going to pay off long term. Like we talked about yesterday where Verlander said, hey, look, I crapped the bed at inning one, but I hung in there and I saved the bullpen for the bullpen game in the ALCS. And that's kind of what you want to do. Yeah, you may not put up a ton of runs early, but you know what? They put up as many runs in the seventh and eighth inning as they did in the first. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to get your opportunity. Rarely are you going to see a complete game in the World Series. Just got to bide that time and get to the bullpen.
And
the sooner the better.
And against their top two relievers at the end of the game, Springer's ball easily, sure, could have been caught. It also could have gone out if it was just a little bit over in right field.
Man.
And then you got a whole different ballgame on your hands. So they were fighting and scratching to the bitter end. They had their opportunities. And you've a guy like Doolittle, you're very familiar with him because you saw him when he was with the A's.
I'm so proud of you. You haven't made a dad joke about that.
No.
Like, I was tempted to tweet one yesterday.
Do a lot.
Yeah, something like that, probably. I hate you. But I would have probably got it.
Let's be honest. If you had tweeted you a dong. I bet you would have.
Dong.
I bet you would have, and it would have been a picture that would have been very inappropriate.
Going to be isolated.
No, I would have told. If I was going to do that, I would text him.
Okay.
I'm not tweeting D pics. I'm going to text him my D pics.
I'll text you one right now.
I mean,
me too. Let me just take a picture of it real quick.
But you know what? A lot of people
thought you were going to go in your nightstand send him a picture of a dong.
You want to know what's stupid? Is I'm so glad nobody noticed that. I was like, actually, let me get the picture real quick. And I put the camera on you, but it was on selfie mode.
Oh, I thought it was you. No, I thought it was on you. I noticed that part.
No. Damn it. Shut up, Nick.
I noticed.
So extra innings, who you got? Doolittle or Rondon?
Oof. Jeez. Well, Doolittle at least. I mean, he got the save.
Yeah.
I don't know that I trust Rondon.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think AJ does. I don't think, unless it's in dire straits and desperation, if it's like a really long extra inning game, does he think about a Rondon.
Doolittle came in that game and got four outs. That's important. That's big.
Although there's some good contact.
But Hudson's the guy that really struggled out of the pen more than Doolittle, and Hudson's been their de facto closer.
He has been.
Yeah, which I thought it was weird that he came in the game earlier, but I guess, you know, for whatever reason, Martinez liked the matchups or whatever, but... maybe that was just he thought, okay, with Rainey giving up the, you know, putting men on and everything, bring him in a higher leverage situation and then let him pitch then. Because we talk about the fact that just because you go out in the ninth inning, that's, you might get the save, but that doesn't mean that's actually saving the game. It can be when there are runners on. So maybe that was the thought process there. I don't know. I had other notes about the game. Are you done with all
go
your...
Go ahead.
Because these are some other things I need to talk about and get off my chest in regards to this game. Somebody needs to make batting gloves that fit.
Oh, you have a problem with adjusting them after every pitch?
I am so tired of seeing every single player. What? Why is that?
That's a ritual thing.
Yeah, it's like a habit or a ritual.
It's a ritual more than anything else.
Why?
Remember when Nomar, it was worse when like Nomar Garciaparra played because he insisted on putting the bat under his grapes, under his cup. He'd step out after every pitch, stick the bat under his cup, and then do each hand. Several times.
That game could have been 2 hours if everybody had batting gloves.
3 hours and 40 minutes last night.
Yeah, people that run open mics in the city were like, we're going to start about 9:30 after the game. I was like, this game isn't going to be over till after 10:30.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
At the very least.
Slower during the playoffs.
Oh, way slower. But I just don't... It drove me nuts. And it's both sides. It's Bregman. It's Altuve. It's everybody doing it. I'm like, oh, my God. Just get some batting gloves that fit and stay in the box. Hit the ball. Let's go. I got video games to play. Let's move this along.
That's my only guess. It's like a basketball player that wears shoes for exactly three games because that's his superstition for whatever reason. That's my only guess. Because almost every player does it.
That's exhausting. You know what they need to do? They need to donate money to a charity every time someone adjusts a batting glove.
Boy, that would be a lot of money.
Then they'd be broke.
Well, I mean, look, they're already trying to do everything they can with these mound visits.
Yeah.
And curtailing that.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, then, you know what? You get three glove adjustments per game. Use them wisely. Let's speed this crap up. Let's go, boys. Stay
now,
in the box.
It's crap. It's World Series. It's the biggest series of the year. Now it's crap.
Yeah. You get five mound visits and three glove adjustments. Let's go. You get two cup adjustments.
Can you see Barry in the Midwest during the winter? Ah! Don't stop adjusting your gloves. I don't care if you got snow in there. Three adjustments or you're going to detention.
Grandma, get out. Get out of the house. I'm tired of seeing you adjust your gloves. That's enough. Yeah, you get two cup adjustments. You get three glove adjustments.
Slow grandma down on that one, too.
Yeah, well, Soto and his, you know, you get three electric slides.
Yeah, if he does that thing in the box, I'd have hit him.
Good Lord.
It's so annoying. It was kind of like a combination of Thriller.
And electric slide.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, all right, bro, we get it. Here's the attention you're looking for. Stay in the box and hit, okay? No one cares. We see you. You're up at the plate. We see you. Yeah. You don't have to be an attention whore. Because that's all that is. I hope he gets hit. I really do.
I got a stat that's going to
put one right in his rib.
By the way, I think.
Oh? Jeez. Well, yeah. I'm not done with my rant.
Oh, go ahead. Keep ranting.
Did you see Tillman Fertitta behind the plate?
Yeah.
Yeah, second game in a row.
Yeah. At least he was on time this time.
Yeah, what we didn't talk about was last time they were in Houston playing, and Westbrook and Harden were behind the plate on their phone the entire time. Until the ninth inning when Altuve was at the plate.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. Go back. I was so pissed. Early. Yeah, they left early. Then they came back. They came back for the last inning. But, bro, I'm watching it and I'm just furious. I'm like, you're sitting in literally the best seats in the house and you're on your phone the whole time? Get out of here. That's clown stuff. You guys should have been watching. And everyone's watching you not watching. That's a bad look.
Oh, I don't have a problem with it.
I did. And then lastly, to the white couple behind the plate last night that was waving at the camera, I hate you.
With the towels?
No, they would just wave, and then one guy would do the thumbs up. If you are in camera shot and you're the person that waves at the camera because you have your friends on the text or the phone line, we all hate you.
Well, what's worse, the guy in the aisle behind the catcher that before every pitch thought he was distracting the pitcher by waving the orange towel and then throwing it?
That's just fans being fans. But these two were waving at the TV.
Got a lot of relatives when to say hi to.
Oh, my God, I hate them so much.
Wow.
Literally, I wish they would have got kicked out for that. That's just aggravating. There was like, you know, you'll see those people or they'll do some stupid sign or whatever. Just go eat nachos in the concourse, weirdos.
Man.
Okay, I'm done.
You sure?
Yeah.
No footnotes or last minute nothing?
Do what?
No footnotes or last minute tidbits? That's okay. You got the meat and potatoes out there.
I got all that off my chest. I feel better now. What's the stat that's going to surprise
me? I got bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, if you're an Astros fan and you're relying on Justin Verlander, and obviously you should, it's a different story in the World Series. Do you know in 5 World Series starts what his record is?
Probably not good, because I know he's had some struggles in the playoffs.
0-4.
Yeah.
Let's write the ship.
Reverse the curse.
Let's do whatever we got to do and get that win tonight.
Buck the trend.
That too.
I have another question for you guys. Look at me. I'm the professional radio teaser guy because I know we got to go to break. But I would ask you, are you disappointed if the Astros lose this series? Is it a failure and are you disappointed?
To me, it's two different scenarios.
We'll do it at the break.
Okay.
After the break. Come on. I'm trying to professionally tease here.
You and your dong can tease whatever when you're sending Nick pictures. I don't need your kind of teases. All right. You know that National American Beer Day is right around the corner? What a great place to celebrate it. Twin Peaks. 5 area locations, and they're ready to celebrate with you. Because I'm telling you right now, every single day is a holiday at Twin Peaks with more and more things to do and especially to see with the beautiful Twin Peaks girls, whichever the locations you choose. If you're trying to get out of the house to watch sports, there's only one place to go, and it's Twin Peaks. Whether you're watching the kickoff of the NBA season, the World Series, or college football or pro football, it's all going on in the best environment at Twin Peaks. All the screens, all the packages, so you can see every sporting event all on different television screens in front of your table and never miss a play while you get the made-from-scratch entrees and appetizers, the 29-degree draft beers, and of course those Twin Peaks girls always taking care of you. Why would you go anywhere else? It's a safe and comfortable environment. It's got everything you need. And if you're going to leave the comfort of your own home, why not be even more comfortable at Twin Peaks? I'm telling you, I've been telling you for a long time, and I'll tell you again, if you're going to go out and watch sports anywhere, it's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views. It's got to be Twin Peaks.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Yeah! Nick and Barry, throw an L on the end and call it to me on a regular basis. It's Fat Joe, not Fat Joel, as we get all the way to the halfway point of the show.
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
You've never heard this song?
Never heard this song.
I will say I totally forgot about it, but I've heard this song.
Yeah, it's a good song. Get it straight. And then get it popping.
Never heard it. Swear to you.
Obviously, you can't get it popping. That's fine.
Obviously not.
That was like the worst time to...
Turn it up?
Yeah.
Did he curse?
No, he was just like... Put it all over.
By the way, you really sent me a D-pic.
I saw it.
You asked for one.
No, I didn't. Did
I? Upon your request.
It looks like Trump's version of a storm track.
It's I'm showing it on the stream from my phone.
They can't see it, bro. That. You have to walk all the way to the camera.
Do I?
There's no way they're going to see that.
Sure they are.
Especially, they really can't see it.
Especially seriously, if I rotate the screen.
Are you there? You can really tell what that is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's more. Wow. Put that. That's, all right. That's
what you said.
That was an intimate thing between you and I, Barry. Why are you showing it to the world?
By the way, it looks broken. Very sharp turn to the right. That's got to be weird.
Who knew Nick had a Nick had a Venus flytrap?
Who's having sex at a 90-degree angle, Nicholas?
Wow.
Oh, broke-ass Nick.
All right, before the break, you teased it, so let's get to it. If the Astros don't win the World Series, I would say, would it be disappointing? Yes. Would the season be a failure? No.
I'm with you, and here's why. And I think some people, you know, if they didn't make the playoffs or if they got bounced in the ALDS or got swept in the ALCS, but you got to the World Series again. Look, the Patriots don't win every time they get to the Super Bowl. They're not undefeated in the Super Bowl. You can't expect the Astros.
They lost to the Giants on a fluky ball on the helmet catch.
You can't expect the Astros to win every World Series that they're going to get in. They're 1-1. They've gotten to 2 in the last 3 years. I'm happy they're here. If they don't, as long as they don't get swept.
Yeah, 3 straight ALCSs is a pretty good accomplishment.
Pretty
too.
Good, yeah. So I would be disappointed, but I don't think it's a loss of a season. I think they still have had an outstanding and amazing season. Of course, when you're the best team in baseball and you're the biggest favorite since 2007.
I hated when I heard that.
That's kind
I told
of an issue.
You, the other two times that they were the biggest favorite in the regular season, they lost both games.
Yeah, but I just don't understand. I don't know what Vegas was paying attention to, but we said
no
it yesterday.
Failure, though? You don't think it's a failure? I think it's a massive disappointment and a failure.
Did you see last night that Granato was talking about this morning?
No.
That the Astros were a 2-1 favorite last night with Scherzer on the hill for them. Boy, as much as you want the Astros to win, you might want to take a shot at that. Scherzer as a 2-1 underdog?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's, wow.
Can we discuss him licking his hand like that as well?
Yeah, I saw Lenny and others asking how that's legal. And essentially,
no. How is, it's gross.
Well, it's also,
I don't know about the legality part, but.
Normally, disgusting. When it's cold outside, which obviously it wasn't with the roof shut. But normally, the umpires will specifically let the pitchers know
it's cold.
You can go the hand can go to the mouth on the mound, which is otherwise illegal because of the conditions. But with the conditions being ideal for baseball and him just absolutely like popsicle licking the entire palm of his hand, I was like, that's kind of excessive. He's not even trying to hide it.
But did they change that rule?
I don't know.
Because they obviously had to. Because it was just egregious. And I don't think he was, you know. He wasn't stepping off the mound for sure.
He definitely was not doing that. He was not get anywhere. He was on the pitching surface the entire time he was doing
it. Look, I just Googled it real fast. 2010 is when it changed.
That it's okay?
Here's an article about Marlins. Nolasco gets new rule wrong.
I did not know that.
It says Nolasco was charged with a ball Wednesday when he tried a new rule that allows pitchers to touch their fingers to their mouth while still on the mound.
Okay, fingers to the mouth, fingertips to the mouth is one thing. Licking your entire palm seems to be a little bit more egregious.
It says Nolasco licked his fingers. Well, this just sounds sexual, but Nolasco licked his fingers while standing on the rubber with cleanup hitter Mike Jacobs at the plate in the first inning. So apparently, you can go hand to mouth. You just can't do it when someone's in the box. Is that... Did I get enough?
But I
nailed that.
But it's okay if you're doing it while touching the rubber.
God, I'm so horny right now.
Right?
What?
It's okay, and it's okay to do it while touching the rubber.
That's what I read.
Yeah, I'm saying, but to get to your analogy,
we had already used that one.
You're distracted by the box, right?
I
now,
hate
so.
This guy.
He's hating me so much. I'm just giving him the business.
And one of the things that I didn't mention, I tweeted about last night, but I'm very adamant about this. And at one point, I even tagged Reed Ryan on this last night.
Did he
But
answer?
When you're showing the city on national TV and you're constantly going to aerial views, the fact that Minute Maid Park's roof isn't completely illuminated and lit up and there's no logo on the top or anything, and when you're looking around the cityscape views, it's hard to figure out where the stadium is, I think they need to do something about that. And I think, honestly, they could it would pay for itself. Because even a Minute Maid would basically pay extra to have their logo there for the exposure they would get, as long as the team's as good as they've been and how many times they've been on national TV. And it's great for the city if it's lit up. That's why when Toyota Center was first built, they didn't have Toyota on the roof. And it wasn't, there was no neon or anything. And we had meetings, and I had thrown it out there to people at the Rockets. And when they did, it makes a night and day difference in terms of the appearance of your entire city. I think it's a no-brainer to get it done, and it would be a great look for the team.
Yeah, but that's just money you don't need to spend. Who cares if they can't find it?
It's covered if it's sponsored.
Yeah.
I didn't think of the sponsorship idea. Like if you put
Minute Maid on there and tell them how many times they're going to get national exposure every time they do an aerial coming back.
It's named after them. They don't have to. No, I mean, you can do
something
else.
You could do something independent of Minute Maid.
Because they put on the screen Minute Maid Park.
I don't think you can do that. On the roof, if it's Minute Maid Park, I don't think you can use another sponsor.
But there's literally signs inside Minute Maid Park that are not Minute Maid
signs. That's fine. That's inside the park for in stadium advertising.
If they're the sponsor of the stadium, you'd have to put their logo on the roof.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, one thing. What the hell? I just lost my train of thought.
I don't know. If you think about it, the other thing, from a national perspective, ESPN also had their national writers say what they liked the most and the least about Minute Maid Park. The most, the train, and the fans. Very interesting, because these people probably don't go during the regular season, but they said the best thing about Minute Maid Park, the fans, the energy in the ballpark from the moment the gates open, the fans all wear orange, they stand, they're loud, they erupt when Houston does anything, and it's a fantastic environment. The bad, they didn't like the fact that the roof was closed on a 68-degree night. They thought the train was fun because it was goofy. And their biggest beef, the Crawford boxes. They said it was a complete joke to have the left field fences be 315 feet away and just have pop-ups get out of the park. That's why it's a joke to watch the amount of home runs that get out of there.
Yeah, but this isn't the number one home run ball.
No, it's a character home thing. Run. It's like Fenway.
The Rangers, that ballpark gives up more home runs than Minute Maid Park. So chill out. I remember what I was going to say.
Go.
I was seeing people tagging themselves on Instagram and whatnot, and they were the tag that came up when you did the location was Minute Maid Stadium. I've never heard it called Minute Maid Stadium.
Never seen that tag.
That was weird.
I didn't notice that.
I thought it was weird, but whatever. You know what's not weird, though? Huh? When you get money back for the stuff you pay for, that's just called being smart. That's not weird at all. Do yourself a favor. Do me a favor. Go download GetUpside. You're doing me the favor because I want you guys happy, man. I think you're going to love this app if you try it. I just want you to try it. Just give it a week. Give it a couple of days. If you don't like it, don't use it. But if you love your money and you love getting it back for stuff you're already paying for, you're going to love GetUpside. Now, look, there's a lot of ways you can get money back through the app. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you fill up, right? You can get up to 35% cash back every time you eat out. But did you know you can also refer your friends? You know, I have a promo code and it's Barry. And I want you to use that because you're going to get a really nice bump on your first fill up through the app. You're going to get extra cash back and savings on it. But you get a promo code in the app. You can give that to your friends and family, and you can start earning money off of them as well. Now, you don't have to do this to get cash back. It's just another way the fine folks at GetUpside offer you the ability to put cash in your pocket. Like, you could tell all your friends, and you could tell whoever else that about GetUpside, and spread the knowledge. They're going to get cash back, and so are you. It's a win-win for everybody, including the businesses, because people always ask me, yeah, what's the catch? Why, nothing's free. Here's the deal. These businesses, they want your business. That's why they're partnering up with GetUpside to offer you these cash back offers. They would rather you come to them and them give you that up to 25 cents a gallon back or up to 35% cash back versus going to their competitors. Guys, it's a win-win for everybody. And again, if you don't like it, you don't have to use it, but I think you're going to love it. So do yourself a favor right now. Go download GetUpside, put in my promo code Barry, start getting that cash back, and thank me later. The girl, confusion occurs coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committing felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing, check out my melody.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back with more basketball talk on the second half of the show.
And
it's ESPN 97.5 and The Usual Suspects. It's Nick and Joel. Barry popping the top on a tall,
drinking
cool,
alcohol on the job,
frosty Diet Coke.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you, because normally I would. When you did the read for the Rockets, you were like, NBA season started last night. I was like, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was another week away.
I was actually watching some of the Lakers Clippers.
Oh my God, you're a loser! Yep. No, I'm just kidding.
The Lakers Clippers rerun after the after I got home from Minute Maid, I was actually watching that matchup.
I did that. You all right there, Chief?
I was about to hiccup. My bad.
I did see someone tag me, and they're upset that LeBron cut the anthem short by the last word or two to yell "Let's bleep and go" to the fans and the crowd while the anthem was going. I was like,
that's not nice.
I mean, it's not nice, but they're like, oh, if this was the China anthem, I'm like, eh, that doesn't. That's not, I don't know. I mean, there are people that walk through the concourse when it's going or whatever. I don't know.
So
settle down. I don't agree with his stance. I mean, we all called him out for being the hypocrite that he was on all that other stuff, but let's not make something out of nothing.
No, and you know what? And kudos to, because speaking of the game last night, there were protesters outside of Staples Center last night. Giving out T-shirts to support Hong Kong. China did not air any of the NBA games last night. So that...
Bye.
And like I said, who cares?
Yeah.
That's on you, not on the NBA, and the NBA shouldn't worry about it. And the biggest kudos of all, go to the biggest guy involved in anything that do with the NBA last night. Shaq came out in complete support of Daryl Morey.
Oh, nice.
And made
That's
a statement.
Surprising.
Exactly.
Because he hates
had,
The Rock.
Yeah, they've had some beef in the past. But, and I don't think he hates the Rockets. I think you can say that about Kenny and Charles to a certain degree based on things that I know.
Why does
but
Kenny
I don't,
hate the Rockets?
I don't think. Because,
that's what I'm confused
because,
about.
Because they benched him his final year
for Cassell
in the playoffs and then basically told him and they weren't going to bring him back the next year after he had been there for a while and thought he could basically finish his career here. Mm. And he left very bitter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it happens. It's sports. It's
now,
a
Charles
business.
Is more legit.
If he would have left for a ton of money, he would have told everybody, get over it. It's a business. So I'm not, I don't feel sorry for Kenny Smith.
Charles,
nice guy.
Charles is more legit.
Yeah, Charles.
He was promised a whole lot, got hurt, and someone decided that, well, then I don't have to pay you.
Yeah.
Isn't America great? So with that said, Shaq had a lot to say last night in terms of, because this was their first time on the air with the TNT pregame show, regarding Daryl Morey and the situation with China and Hong Kong. And Nick's got the audio. Sound a little something like this.
We as American people, we do a lot of business in China. And they know and understand our values. And we understand their values. And one of our best values here in America is free speech. We're allowed to say what we want to say. And we're allowed to speak up about injustices. And that's just how it goes. And if people don't understand that, that's something that they have to deal with. But, you know, I just think, thought it was unfortunate for, you know, both parties. And then you got people speaking when they don't know what they're talking about. But, you know, Daryl Morey was right. Whenever you see something wrong going on anywhere in the world, you should have the right to say, that's not right. And that's what he did. But again, you know, when it comes to business, sometimes you have to tiptoe around things. But, again, they understand our values. We understand our values in here. We have the right to speak, especially with the social media. We're going to say whatever we want to say, when we want to say it.
I well like the not-so-subtle.
Yeah. Yeah, and who was the jab at? I want anybody want to guess? Anybody that thinks they wear a crown?
Jabron Lames?
Yep.
What?
Let's effing go. Yeah. Basically, Shaq went.
I liked it.
I liked it, too. Yeah. I mean, it whatever. Even if he did have a beef with Daryl Morey, the fact that he can come out and say, look, he was right in saying that. That's good enough. And I like it when you can separate whatever beef that you have and just say, hey, I don't really like the guy, but he was right in this dynamic. So
yeah. Did you see the kid that tricked the camera person? Somebody tweeted us a video. Or I don't know. I saw a video.
That's fantastic. To mess up the production?
No. There was a kid in the crowd. He had a Clippers shirt or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so the camera pans to him and they're showing him. He's going, yeah. And then he drops the shirt and says, we stand for Hong Kong.
Oh, really?
Or something to that effect. Yeah. It said something about standing with Hong Kong. It was out.
Smooth.
He tricked the camera people. Yeah.
Young man.
I really hope there's a lot of that goes on in the NBA. I really hope that people take the opportunity.
I feel like it would.
I want to go. I would go. I would carry a sign and I would do that. But as a media member, it's a little bit different.
With an exception of Utah, I feel like a lot of people are going to do that.
It's not recommended.
What did you say with the exception?
Because I don't
Utah?
Feel like Utah. They're out there supporting Hong Kong.
You think they're big Chinese support China supporters?
I think so.
Really?
You never know.
Huh? Oh, that's an interesting theory.
I don't think they're big Chinese supporters. I just think they're not. They're not really going to. I don't think they care about the what Daryl Morey was trying to support as much. I don't think they're necessarily supporters of China. I just don't think they care that much.
Gotcha. Because it was Daryl Morey.
Or just because they I don't feel like they're...
They hate everybody.
I don't think that's just something they care about. Whether I could be wrong, I'm just saying I don't think that's something they necessarily care about.
Interesting. And what you were saying, it wouldn't be advised?
As a media member, right, to do something like that.
That would suck.
We've already had enough issues with getting press passes.
Could you imagine?
You might not have any ground to stand on.
Could you imagine, though, how much run this show would get if I did it and it broke nationally?
You should do it.
Usually the producer is the one that does the crazy stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Well, if forced.
Why do I have to do it?
If forced.
Yeah, well,
because you love the idea.
The problem is that he's so stubborn. Like other producers, they do it. You know, Jong dresses up like a cheerleader and goes on Westheimer.
I've never been asked to do that.
Gets
sir.
Pepper spray. You wouldn't if we asked you. You'd be like, nope.
As a cheerleader?
Yeah.
Would you ask totally Joe Johnson that. Why he's called the Armadillo
No, that
Cowboy?
I wouldn't have. Yeah, I wasn't going to do that.
Meow.
Okay.
What
that's fine.
Was that? Did, cat in here? I don't know what happened.
Got a cat behind you.
Meow. No, I think that would be hilarious, though, if we did it and got a bunch of run. That would be pretty cool, even though it would never be allowed at a Rockets game again.
Well, there's your
that
excuse.
Wouldn't be cool.
It's built in.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, by the way, you're hitting the road tonight, right?
Tomorrow.
Oh, you're hitting the road tomorrow morning.
Yes.
So me and Nicholas are going to take the reins. And by the way, it's going to be a road show. So just a heads up for everybody that's been asking, when's the next time you guys are going to be on remote? Well, it's tomorrow. It's us and the Blitz. And it's really conveniently located right here at Twin Peaks on Kirby. We're going to be there 1 to 4, Blitz from 4 to 7. I'm telling you guys, if it's not just enticing enough just to see us, it's Halloween costume party week featuring plenty of eye candy in the Twin Peaks girls wrapped in leather and lace. Stop by Twin Peaks Kirby and grab one of their 29-degree beers with us tomorrow from 1 to 7 p.m. Check out the Twin Peaks girls in the costumes and catch some of the suspects in the Blitz. It's going to be a fun time. Plus, Jerry Bowe, our resident expert gambling man, is going to be at the Webster location this Saturday for the UT-TCU game from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. So you know if it's Twin Peaks, it's all about ESPN 97.5. Check us out tomorrow, 1 to 7 p.m. at the Twin Peaks location on Kirby. With that being said, we're going to continue to roll on the show. Plenty more to get to. And of course, if you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call that number, text that number, hit us on Twitter right here on ESPN 97.5.
Coming live from the VIP, heard the nightlife, lost life without me. Most feds in the state wanna see my knee. The whole city got pissed, heard he got three. That other rapper got a hit, but shouted he not out.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Wayback Wednesday continues on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
That would have been so wrong.
So stupid.
Too close to 3 o'clock, not you, setting Joel. Up Joel like
Nick,
that.
Yeah. So stupid.
You bring us back from break, Nick.
My bad.
Just noticing that AT&T Sportsnet has replaced Michelle Margot.
No!
The lady's name is Kaylee Griffin. C-A-Y-L-E-I-G-H.
So many people rushing to the gram
Kaylee
right
Griffin.
Now.
She's now the host reporter on AT&T Sportsnet Southwest.
Griffin Courtside, or Griffith?
Griffin. Listen with your ears, not your ass. Unless you're going to be like some of the listeners today. Courtside reporter for the Rockets. Providence College Friar. Looks like she has worked previously with the Cavaliers. Maybe others.
Roger that.
So there's your insight for the day.
Got it.
On your AT&T viewing.
Super glad we got that patched up. You also said that Clyde.
Yeah, I saw the press release.
Schedule is limited.
Clyde now, instead of doing every home game, is just going to do Friday and Saturday night home games. I guess that Big Three commissioner schedule has just gotten to be too hellacious.
It must have. Good for him, though. That's great.
I mean, it depends on if the money didn't change. It's a great gig.
See, you ain't right.
No, Clyde deserves. I mean, he's earned it based on his career and everything else. But I mean, they've moved Clyde around a lot in the last couple of years.
Yeah,
that where he's like they're sitting up top, he's sitting down behind the bench, and it's kind of a disconnect anyway.
Yeah.
But Craig and Bill Worrell will split home and road. Craig on the road, Bill Worrell at home, play-by-play, and then Matt Bullard doing color for all the games.
Oh, they're still using Bill?
Yep, your guy. Oh. And you know what? They're going to be bombing threes all the way from Galveston.
Oh.
And new territory. And so Pearland.
Cool. Oh, can't wait.
Boy, I don't know what that voice is, but I could do okay with not hearing it anymore. It's kind of creepy.
Joel.
Nick, my God. Did Nick send you another dong picture?
Or? No, I don't know. I just made it weird.
You
know.
Yes, you did.
Every once in a while, you got to make it weird.
Congratulations. It's just a Wednesday.
All right. That was inappropriate.
So with that said, we've got a lot to talk about coming up this weekend. You see that the Texans game against the Raiders this weekend is a late game. So for you Houston fans, your viewing pleasure is going to be taken care of because you watched the 325 game, Texans hosting the Raiders, and it leads you right into World Series that night. And you just might as well just set up camp on your couch and chill out for a long period of time.
I'm going to be on the road.
Well, we don't care about Sucks. You. I'm talking about the loyal suspects and people like me and Nick.
So thank goodness they have an off day tomorrow, but I'm going to miss Friday's and Saturday's games.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I've got shows both nights in Wichita.
Tape it.
Well, I might have to.
In Wichita, you might have to literally tape it.
Yeah, I don't know how to get to where I can...
Find a guy at the bar that's got a VHS and slap a tape in there.
I guess there's ways to go back and watch the replay of it, yeah. Right?
Yep.
I'm not going to say Cody because that's illegal, but if I did illegal stuff, that would maybe be an option for me.
You'll figure it out.
I'm sure.
You're a pretty smart IT-based
sure
guy. You're going to figure it out. Common sense is a different story.
Is weed legal in Kansas? That's
you
something
ask these
I need
questions
to know.
As if it matters.
All right, I'll Google it.
I always ask that when I travel too, though.
Right? Is weed?
It's not going to stop you.
And
you have glaucoma.
Kansas. I don't break the law.
You
Joel.
Have glaucoma.
That's why.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Map of marijuana legality by state. Oh, they have a whole map for you now? Look at that.
It is illegal, I believe.
Fully illegal. Yeah. What jerks. Ugh, they make me sick. How is Texas ahead? They got CBD oil at least.
Yeah, I know. I'm not
well, that's
so sure
lame.
About that. Yep.
Well, guess my glaucoma is not going to get cured in Kansas.
El Jefe says that Kaylee is also a former Spurs reporter. So I guess she's gotten around a little bit.
Oh, really?
Now that she's settling in Houston.
So thoughts on her IG?
I didn't look that part up.
I'm sure her knowledge of the game is fantastic. Okay, yours?
Yeah, she's
smart girl.
Probably good at what she does.
Okay. Nick?
I'm literally
you already blasted El Jefe. So El Jefe put, she's the former Spurs reporter, now, and Nick responded, fantastic. Now she gets to report for a real NBA team. Just
nice.
Jabbing El Jefe. I mean, he's had a rough week at Yankee Stadium going up the aisle, getting pelted by fans with everything.
Up. I forgot
and then
about
this.
That. I forgot
Give the
about
guy
that.
A break.
Now, you, Nicholas, have to work with her a little bit more than we do.
Who?
You. Because you'll
no,
be at
who
more.
Am I work- oh, Kaylee, you mean?
Yeah, you'll be
well,
at
hopefully
more.
Hopefully, I don't talk
games.
To her like the other reporter.
Yeah, and told her she was the court girl. Know what you told her? Hey, you're the court girl, right?
Oh yeah, no, I said
dude,
the just, side,
you
the,
selling him
the courtside girl. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. No, I'm not selling him out. We've told the story on air,
but she wasn't offended.
Remember.
It was the writer that was offended.
Oh yeah, well, yeah.
I said floor girl. That's what I said.
That's what it was. The floor
that
girl.
So much worse.
Yeah, that's not exactly.
She's like floor girl. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I just looked her up. Yeah, she's talented.
Oh, she's talented?
Oh, you think so?
Okay.
In what way?
I'm just going to say it. I don't care. I think Michelle's hotter.
Okay. Oh.
Straight up, yeah. But well, she's hot, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, you know what? I was Lisa was flipping channels the other night, and she was watching CNN, and Don Lemon had some kind of on his show. He had Dan Rather,
mm-hmm.
and he had Sam Donaldson. Remember Sam Donaldson that used to do?
Oh, my. Yes.
Okay. So you would think, especially because you're going to be on TV, and also because Sam Donaldson was, I believe it was ABC, but he was a big deal at ABC for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. You would think that Sam probably still takes care of himself. Dude, Dan Rather was clean. Dan Rather's, unfortunately, I think, taken a step back recently where his voice isn't carrying anymore, and he's obviously getting a little older. Sam Donaldson comes on. I don't ever remember Sam Donaldson missing two front teeth. He comes on. He's got this massive gap in his teeth where he's missing two teeth. And I don't know. I think he said he was in Albuquerque. What? You don't have a dentist in Albuquerque?
I mean, Albuquerque is the meth capital of the world. So we can start there. But then, when you said it, my first thought was, oh, now he's Sam Donalds.
That's exactly right. So I'm looking at Lisa going, what is he doing? She goes, oh, my God, he doesn't have his teeth in front. I was like, then he's got this. He and Ted Koppel always had kind of the massive comb over and the bushy brows.
Yeah.
He's got those same bushy brows coming out of his ears. The comb over now looks like a medium-sized fro.
Yeah.
And I was looking at him going, oh, you have to have somebody give you some advice if you're going to still be on TV.
I remember seeing him. I don't remember what it was on, but I remember thinking, holy hell.
Yeah, he's definitely changed.
He let it go.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're right. My first question was about his teeth, and then it was just everything else was like, wow, fam, really?
And the other one I want you guys to be terrible because of that. Yeah, exactly. Because now I'm paying more attention to this kind of stuff. Because speaking of Michelle Margot, because she had a space in her bottom teeth that I was like, that's really normally
you people notice stuff like that.
Dude, I'm in broadcasting.
I didn't notice that.
Damn. At least I was. And here's the other gap. Notice today, Nicholas and Barry.
Yes.
John Smoltz has like a chip tooth that looks like it makes it look like Sam Donaldson. When he starts talking, I look and go, if you're going to be on national TV, don't you get that fixed?
No.
You don't really?
No.
It's not like Michael Strahan where you have that gap between your front teeth.
Yeah.
But John Smoltz on the bottom teeth has like a chipped tooth. I'd be like, if I'm going to be on TV, I'm getting that fixed.
Nah.
Oh, you, Mr. Vane, and you're not going to get that fixed? You're full of crap.
I wouldn't.
You're lying.
If I had John Smoltz's money.
Barry's lying.
I feel like you are. I feel like you would totally fix that.
Yes.
If you're on TV as much as he is,
you'd wax on that your platform. Eyebrows.
No, I might.
Yeah. See?
I don't know. I think you get so used to it that you're like, whatever, that's just my tooth. That's how Jesus made me. What do you want?
Until you get somebody in some media column busting your ass for having crooked ass teeth, and then you're gonna be calling the dentist going, you gotta fit me in. You mean, know that's the case.
Yeah, until you get some jerk in Houston on the radio making mean comments about your broke-ass tooth.
Yeah, that people listen.
Now you see? You're the one that brought it up. Now I got to Google John Smoltz's tooth.
I was just going to do the same thing for you.
That would be a good troll account on Twitter, right? If you just... Because
yeah.
I told you, that was two things I wanted to do. Two troll accounts I always wanted to create on Twitter was... Kobe Bryant's Adam's apple, and just tweet from that. Tweet as that. And then Manu Ginobili's bald spot, and then tweet as that as well. But now you could add to that John Smoltz's tooth. How cool would that be? You know what else you could add to? You could add to your winnings if you like to gamble by doing so. That was a terrible transition. We'll start the clock over. 3, 2. Hey, guys, look, I want to tell you about MyBookie. If you seriously are thinking about wagering on sports and you haven't signed up already, I highly recommend that you take a second and look at MyBookie and MyBookie.ag. First of all, let's just cover the basics. They've got odds on every game. They've got more prop bets than any other sports book out there. They've got all the parlays and teasers, everything else that you can want when it comes to wagering on sports. But here's the thing. Nobody pays you faster than MyBookie. And if you haven't been out there wagering, you don't realize the process that you have to go through to get your money out. And some of these places make it so difficult and so frustrating that you're almost like, well, just forget it. I'll just keep wagering until it's down to zero. Not with MyBookie. You're going to get your money out. Nobody pays you faster. You get your cash when you want it. And yeah, I mean, they want to make sure it's you so they're not giving your money to somebody else. But you're still getting your money faster than just about anybody else in this business is going to pay you. That's why I love them. I mean, they're safe. They're secure. They have all of the prop bets and everything, like I mentioned. But they pay you. And that's so important. Who you're betting with is as important as who you bet on in sports wagering. So make sure you're going with somebody that's safe. Not some no-name sports book that nobody's ever heard of where you're like, well, I think the real gamble is, am I ever going to get my money back? Don't do that. Bet with MyBookie. Bet with MyBookie.ag. And go sign up today, and they will double your first deposit up to $1,000 in free money to wager as you see fit on MyBookie. But all you got to do is sign up and use that promo code radio to take advantage of that exclusive double your money offer. It's MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Guys, you play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.